Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 250th word for word show today. And this show is for Friday, the 16th of June, 2017. Okay, we're still in the book of Psalms, very definitely. And we're going to be starting with Psalm 109 today. It does have a title, and it says, To the Leader, that's the musical leader, a Psalm of David. So let's get started with verse 1 of Psalm 109. Let me clear my pipes and get a drink of water, and we'll go. All right, here we go. Verse 1. Do not be silent, 2790, O Elohim of my praise, 8416. Verse 2. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful, 4820, are opened, 6605, against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. 8267. Let's stop right here. The tongue of the deceitful and the tongue of the wicked is against true Israel today. And they lie in their political speeches and on their fake news. And in their magazine articles and in their web postings. They lie to put us in a bad light, to make us seem the fool, to make us seem the bad people because we want racial integrity. Oh, that's not permitted, but everybody else can have their advocate group except the white race. Excuse me. Verse 3, they surrounded me with words of hatred, 8135, and fought against me, 3898, without a cause, 2600, the same thing they do today. Verse 4, instead of, 8478, that's in place of, love, 160, they are my accusers. 7853, and that is Satan. Okay, small s, 7853. But I pray for them, 8605. He's praying for his fellow Israelites that are against him. Well, we pray for our fellow Israelites that are against us. Maybe they'll see the light and come over to Yahweh's camp. And have the joy in Yahweh that we have. Verse 5. They have put evil upon me instead of good, and hatred instead of love. That is what our own people that are in apostasy do to true Israel today, is it not? Verse 6. Appoint a wicked man over them, and let an accuser stand at his right hand. Oh! What's happened lately? What has happened lately to our people in apostasy here and abroad? We have wicked people put over us. We're being punished. We realize that in Christian Identity, but getting the others to realize that is a rough road to hoe. They don't want to hear it. Verse 7. When they are judged, 8:1-9:9, let them be brought forth to condemnation, 7:5-6:3. And their prayer, 8:6-0:5, brought forth becomes sin, 2:4-0:1. They're praying on the wrong day. They're praying to false gods, praying to the Jewish Jesus, to the Lord instead of Yahweh. What good are those prayers? What good are they? They're in vain. And Yeshua said, you worship me in vain. Verse 8, and you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 20. Let his days be few, 4:5. I got a cough again, excuse me. Let his days be few, 4:5-9:2. And let another take his office, 6:4-8:6. Well, we seem to go from wicked to wicked. Doesn't really matter. This is a serious curse he's putting on these people. Let his children be fatherless, 34:90, and his wife be a widow, 4:90. Verse 10, let his children be continually wandering, that's 5:1-8, doubled, and beggars, 7:5-9:2, let them seek, 18:75, from desolate places, 2:7-2:3. In other words, live in ruins. Here comes our little usurer again. 11, let the creditor, 5:3-8:3, strike down, 5:3-6:7, everything that he has. And let foreigners, 21:14, plunder, 9:6:2, the fruits of his labor, 3:0:1:8. Verse 12, let there be none to extend the hand, 4900, of kindness to him, neither let there be any to be gracious toward, 2603, his fatherless children, 3490. Verse 13, let his posterity, that's 319, that's those who come after, be cut off, 3772, in another generation. Another means the one that follows. Let their name be wiped out. That's their family name. For wiped out, 4229. This is speaking of the wicked, the families of the wicked. Let the iniquity, 5771, of his fathers, forefathers, be remembered by Yahweh, and do not let the sin, 2403, of his mother, 517, be wiped out. Verse 15. Let them be before Yahweh continually. Those are the sins. So he will cut off the memory of them from the land. Verse 16. Because he did not remember to show kindness, but persecuted, 7:2-9:1, the poor and needy man, that he could even slay the broken in heart. This is some evil people. Verse 17, as he loved cursing, 7:0:4:5, so let it come to him. as he did not delight, 2654, in blessing, 1293, so let it be far away, 7368, from him. Verse 18. As he clothed himself with cursing like a garment, so let it come into his bowels, that's his inner being, 7130, like water, and like oil, 8081, into his bones. Ooh, just be filled with curses. Verse 19, let it be to him as the garment which covers him, and for a girdle, 4206, by which he is continually girded, 2296. Let him wear these curses as his clothing. Verse 20, let this be the reward, 6468, of my accusers from Yahweh, and for those that speak evil against my life. Verse 21, but do you with me, O Yahweh, the Lord, that's 136, that's a title here, following Yahweh. Because of your namesake, because your loving kindness is good, deliver me. Verse 22. Because I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. Verse 23. I am gone like the shadow when it declines. 5186. I am shaken off. 5287, like a locust. If a locust lands on your arm, you just shake him off. Verse 24, my knees are weak from fasting, and my flesh cringes from food. In other words, he's not eating or drinking, he's praying all the time. Verse 25, you can reference Matthew 27, verse 39, and Mark 15, verse 29. I became a reproach to them. They looked upon me and shook their heads. Verse 26. Help me, O Yahweh, my Elohim, O save me according to your loving kindness. Verse 27. That they may know that this is your hand, that you, Yahweh, have done it. Verse 28. Let them curse, but you will bless. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let your servant rejoice. Verse 29. Let my accusers be clothed with shame. Let them cover themselves with their disgrace like a cloak. I will greatly praise Yahweh with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. Verse 31. Because he will stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn, 8199, his life. Okay, the word Satan in this psalm is not the proper name Satan. It just means accuser. That's one of the uses for the word Satan, means accuser. The accusers of the righteous. Let me get a drink of water here, and we'll continue on with Psalm 110. Oh, that's marvelous. Water with a little bit of cold water with a little bit of lemon. Yes. This is Psalm 110. It is a Psalm of David. That is the title. King David. Verse 1. Oh boy. get ready to write. Verse 1, you can reference Matthew 22:44, Mark 12:36, Luke 20:42, the book of Acts chapter 2 verses 34 and 35, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 25, Ephesians chapter 1 verses 20 through 22, the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 1, and the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13, chapter 8 verse 1, and chapter 10 verse 12 and 13. Verse 1. Now, Yahweh said to my Lord, that's speaking of King David, sit at my hand, my right hand, pardon me, that's the hand of power, sit at my right hand until I make your hated enemies your footstool. All right. He's talking about King David here, but this also is speaking of the future eternal king, Yeshua Messiah. It's also messianic. Verse 2, Yahweh shall send the rod, 4294, of your strength, 5797, out of Zion. You rule in the midst, 7130, of your hated enemies, 341. Verse 3, your people shall be willing in the day of your strength, in the majesty of holiness, from the womb of the dawn, that's the rising sun, you have the dew of your youth. He's going to rule in the midst of his enemies. Whether they like it or not, Yahweh is going to send Yeshua and he's going to put them down. Verse 4, and you can reference, you got to write here, the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 6, chapter 6, verse 20, and chapter 7, verses 17 and 21. Pay attention to this verse. Yahweh has sworn, 7650, and will not change his mind, 5162. You are a priest, 3548, forever, 5769, after the manner, 1700, of Melchizedek, 4442. Now in the King James it's Melchizedek. That is improper. It is Melchizedek. T-S-E-D-E-Q. That means the King of Righteousness. And who is the King of Righteousness? Yeshua Messiah, our eternal King. Now, verse 5, they had removed the holy name of Yahweh in this verse and put in Adonai, the Lord. I have removed Adonai and restored the holy name of Yahweh in this verse where it belongs. Verse 5, Yahweh at your right hand shall strike through 4272, Kings in the Day of His Wrath. Okay. Pardon me for just a second. Ah, I have lung congestion again. Verse 6, He shall judge 1777 among the nations, 1471, that's all the nations. He shall fill, 4390, the places with the dead bodies, 1472. He shall wound, 4272, the heads, 7218, over many lands. Verse 7, he shall drink, 8354, of the wadi, 5158, that's a stream bed, in the way, therefore he shall lift up his head. He's going to lift up his head and look around, and he's going to have his wrath, and he is going to wound the heads over many lands. That's the rulers. That is coming. This is prophecy right here. It is not going to be good for our oppressors. So many warnings in Scripture, and they just ignore it. Oh, vote for this one and vote for that one, and none of them, not one of them, is any good, because the elections are controlled. They only present who they want to present, and if they are not sold out to the system, they don't even get nominated. Well, I vote. Okay. Go ahead. That's fine. If you believe it does good, go ahead and do it. Do your thing. Here is Psalm 111. It does not have a title. Verse 1. Alleluia. That's 1984. Allel. To praise, combined with 3050, Yah, the epithet or short form of Yahweh, and the Yah, that's the connector. Praise be to Yah. Alleluia, I will praise, 3034, Yahweh. It's a different words, but the same. It's a repeat. Praise be to Yahweh. I will praise Yahweh with my whole heart. That's what it says. Alleluia means praise be to Yahweh. I will praise Yahweh with my whole heart in the assembly. 5475, not church. Of the upright, 3477, the upright in heart, those who do righteously. And in the congregation, 5712, not church. No church mentioned here. It's the assembly. Same way I belong to the assembly of Christian Israelites. Because we are true Israel, and we are, of course, because we are true Israel, we are Christians. We believe that Yeshua is Messiah. I do not belong to or attend a church. Verse 2. The works of Yahweh are great, sought out. People seek them out. 1875. Of all those that have pleasure, that's one word, 2656, in them. We seek out the works of Yahweh because we have pleasure in everything that Yahweh does. in his wonder and his majesty and his blessings and his love for us. These are wondrous things. Of course we have pleasure in them. Verse 3, his work, different works, the works of Yahweh are great. Okay, that's 4, 6, 3, 9. This one is his work, 6, 4, 6, 7, is majestic, 1935, and glorious, 1926. And his righteousness, 6666, that's a Strong's number, stands forever, 5703. Verse 4. He has made his wonderful works, different word again, 6381, to be remembered, 2143. Yahweh is gracious, 2587, and compassionate, 7349. Verse 5, he has given food, 2964, to those that fear him. Now here, 3373 can also be read as those who hold him in awe. He will ever, 5769, remember his covenant, 1285, covenant with Israel. Those that love him. But if you don't love him and you reject him, you reject the covenant as well. Verse 6, he has showed, 5046, his people the power, 3581, of his works, 4639 again, so that he may give them the heritage, 5159, of the nations. Okay, we work to displace all these nations. They will be displaced again. Okay, the works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts, 6490, are established, 539. That means established in truth, 539. Verse 8. They stand fast, 5564, forever and ever. Forever is 5703, and ever is 5769. In truth, 571, and uprightness, 3477. Okay, let me flip the page here. Verse 9 of Psalm 111. He sent redemption, 6304, to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend, it's 3372 again, that means awesome, is his name. Here's verse 10. Now, verse 10, you can reference the book of Job, 28:28, and the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 1, verse 7, and Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Remember that? You've heard that before. All those that do his commandments have a proper, 2896, that's good, understanding, 7922. His praise stands forever. So there you go. Now we're going to get into Psalm 112. This does not have a title. Okay. Again, we have number 835 in this verse, and it has dual meanings, depending on what you want to use. Verse 1, Alleluia, again, praise be to Yahweh. Happy, or more often than not, blessed. Number 835, it has a dual meaning, happy or blessed, usually blessed, is the man that reveres, there we go, 3C72, holds in awe, Yahweh, that delights, 2654, greatly, 3966, in his commandments. Now, Psalm 119 is all about this. Loving his commandments. Verse 2. His offspring, that's his seed line, 2223, shall be mighty, 1368, in the land. The posterity of the upright shall be blessed. And that's 1288, blessed. Verse 3, wealth, 1952, and riches, 6239, shall be in his house, and his righteousness stands forever. All right. Verse 4, to the upright there shines forth, 2224, light, 216, in the darkness, 2822. He is gracious, 2587, and compassionate, 7349, and righteous, 6662. Now, in this verse, 216, light, and 2822, darkness, are metaphors. Light stands for enlightenment, the knowledge of Yahweh, and darkness stands for confusion or ignorance of Yahweh. So they have dual meanings here. Verse 5, a good man shows favor, 2603, and lends, 3867. He will manage, 3557, his business affairs, 1697, that's matters, with justice, 4941. Okay, he lends, but he does not lend at usury. He will lend his brother a helping hand, help him out of debt or whatever, but he doesn't charge interest. That's a Jewish thing. It is forbidden for us as Israel to charge each other interest. Now, what we do to racial aliens, that's open season on them. They are not under that law. We can do what we will with them. Verse 6, surely, 3588, he shall not be moved, 4131, forever. The righteous shall be remembered forever. Now pay attention to this verse, verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil from rumors, 8052. His heart is steadfast, 3559, trusting, 982, in Yahweh. What is the enemy doing to us today? They spread rumors and lies. and they continually bombard us in their mainstream media. They close down our websites. They censor us on the internet. They revile us and call us names. His heart is steadfast, trusting in Yahweh. That's what we have to do. Verse 8. Pay attention to this one. His heart is sustained. 5564. He shall not be afraid until he sees the fall of his enemies. 6862. We don't need to be afraid of these parasites. We're going to watch their downfall. Praise Yahweh. May the Messiah come soon with flaming fire. Verse 9. He has dispersed his wealth. 6340. He has given to the poor. His righteousness stands forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. His horn is 7161. That's a symbol of his power and prosperity. Shall be exalted, 7311, lifted up, with honor, 3519. He shall be held in great esteem, metaphorically. Verse 10. The wicked, 7563, shall see it and be angry, 3707. He shall gnash, 2786, with his teeth, 8127, and melt away, 4549, fade away to nothing. The desire of the wicked shall perish. And that's 6 in your Hebrew concordance, number 6, perish. Yes, they're not as powerful as they think they are. They want to be. Oh, yes, they want to be, but they're not. And their power is being broken as we speak, brothers and sisters. Psalm 113, it does not have a title. Again, Alleluia, praise be to Yah. Praise, O you servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Verse 2. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from now on and until forever. Verse 3. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun, Yahweh's name is to be praised. Verse 4. Yahweh is high above all nations, and his glory above the sky. Verse 5. Who is like Yahweh our Elohim who dwells on high? Who humbles himself, 8213, to see the things that are, is implied, in the sky and in the land. I mean, why would he bother with us? He's the supreme being. Well, the reason is he loves us. They want us to forget that. They want us to forget Yahweh. Not gonna happen. Verse 7, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the needy out of the dunghill. 8:30. Verse 8, so that he may sit with him, so that he may set him with nobles, 5081, the nobles of his people. Verse 9, he makes the barren woman, 6135, that's the one who can't have children, to dwell in a house, and to be a joyful mother of children. He can make her fruitful. And it ends again with Alleluia. Praise be to Yah. There's more and more usage of that as the Psalms go on. Here is Psalm 114. Verse 1, it does not have a title. Verse 1, you can reference Exodus 12, verse 51. When Israel went out of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, the house of Yaakov from a people of strange language, 3937, they spoke a different language than we did. Verse 2, Yehuda was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. That's Yahweh's designator, the lawgiver of Yehuda was his sanctuary, 6944. And he had dominion over all of Israel at that time. Verse 3. Now, you can reference, there's two parts to this verse. Part A, you can reference Exodus chapter 14, verse 21, and part B, the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verse 16. All right, verse 3, part A, the sea, 3220, saw it and fled, 5127, speaking there of the Sea of Reeds. Part B, Jordan, 3383, that's the Jordan River, was turned back, 268, when they entered into the promised land. He gave Joshua a miracle similar to the miracle that he gave to Moshe. When Moshe parted the Red Sea, the Jordan River was in flood stage at that point when they were going to go over. It filled all the banks. It was a mighty roaring stream. That's the condition it was in when Joshua was to take the Israelites over across it. Yahweh parted it and Israel walked over on dry land, and the waters built up as a heap up above it. And when the last Israelite finally came over, Yahweh let the waters loose. And all the nations around her, they had spies watching the Israelites. All those Canaanites. And the spies went back and reported to the Canaanite leaders and kings that Yahweh parted that river, that he made the water stand still upstream. And they trembled in their boots. And that's the meaning of that passage. Verse 4 of Psalm 114. The mountains skipped, 7450, like rams. And the little hills, 1389, like lambs. And lambs here is 1121 and 6629, literally children of the sheep, or sons of the sheep, lambs, okay, little sheep. Verse 5, what ailed you? That's 4100. That's ma. It has many uses. I mean, what? You know, what ailed you? What is this? It always has the connotation of what something. What ailed you, O sea, that you fled? You, Jordan, that you turned back? What was the matter that you did this? You, verse 6, you mountains that you skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. Verse 7, tremble, 2, 3, 4, 2. You land at the presence of the Lord. That's the master, okay? I don't think they had Yahweh here. I believe it's Adon. It's the title. Okay. What are we at? This is 114. Let me just make sure here before we go any further. I don't like to give misinformation. I just can't stand that. So I'll pause and check. I'll double check myself. I can make mistakes. I'm correct in the face of the master. Okay. At the presence of the Eloah. That's Aramaic. That's 4:3:3. That is the divine being. It's E-L-O-A-H, Eloah, of Yaakov, the divine being of Yaakov. Verse 8, you can reference Exodus 17, verses 1 through 7, and Numbers 20, verses 2 through 13. Which changed 2015 the rock 6697 into a pool 9898 of water 4325 the flint 2496 into a fountain 4599 of waters. That's one that's rock split. And he gave them water. So that's the reference to that. Let me take a look at Psalm 115. I've got about 12 minutes, 11 or 12. Yeah, I can get 115 in. It does not have a title. Verse 1. Not to us, O Yahweh, not to us, but to your name give glory, for your loving kindness and for your faithfulness' sake. Oh boy. Yeah, absolutely. Verse 2, you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 11. For what reason, that's again, that's 4100, that's Ma again. Here it means for what reason should the nations say, where is their Elohim now? Now these are non-Israelite nations they're talking about. Verse 3, but our Elohim is in the sky. He has done whatsoever he has pleased. 2654. Verse 4 through 8, you can reference Psalms 135, verses 15 through 18. Letters of Jeremiah 6, verses 4 through 73, and Revelations 9. Verse 20. Verse 4. Their idols are silver and gold. the work of Adam's hands. Verse 5, they have mouths, but do not speak. They have eyes, but do not see. Verse 6, they have ears, but do not hear. They have noses, but cannot smell. Verse 7, they have hands, but do not feel. They have feet, but do not walk. Neither do they murmur through their throat. Verse 8, they that make them are like them. So is everyone that trusts in them. In other words, all those negative attributes apply to those that worship those false idols. Get a little drink of water here. I'm getting a little dry. Verse 9. O Israel, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. Verse 10. O house of Aharon, that's Aaron, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. Verse 11. You that fear or hold in awe, 3373, Yahweh, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. Verse 12. Yahweh has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aharon. Verse 13. You can reference Revelations 11, verse 18, and Revelations 19, verse 5. And again, the word fear here also means to hold in awe. He will bless those that fear or hold in awe Yahweh, both small and great. Verse 14. Yahweh shall increase you, 3254, above and above you and your children. Verse 15, you are blessed of Yahweh, which made the sky and the land. Verse 16, the sky, even the skies, are Yahweh's, but the land he has given to the children of Adam. Verse 17. The dead do not praise Yah, that's 3050, the short form, neither do any that go down, 3381, into silence. 1745, that's a figurative for death. Verse 18. We will bless Yah from now on and until forever. And again, this psalm ends with Alleluia, praise be to Yah. Well, I only have a little short time remaining here for this show, and I'm going to cut it off at Psalm 115 here. We will take it up on Monday the 19th with Psalm 116. All these psalms are praising the attributes of Yahweh. Some of them are recounting his past deeds in reference to what he has done for Israel, how he has smitten their enemies. There are many imprecatory prayers in here against the enemies of King David. A variety of topics. In a lot of these songs, they're very diverse and the message that that they give. But all have one common theme: glorifying the holy name of Yahweh and praising Him. Every one of them, without fail, they're all about that. That is the general theme of every psalm that I read today. This whole section, they have categorized these into different books of psalms. I believe we're in the fifth book right now. And they have them all according to the type and theme of the psalm itself. So that's the general feeling of the psalms that we are into right now. These are all psalms of praise to Yahweh. Now, Psalm 119 is a great, big, huge, long psalm, which is just about praising His laws. And the joy that King David felt, Dawid, proper pronunciation, in obeying and reading the laws of Yahweh. It repeats over and over and over. I'm going to probably have to do that psalm in a show. Just one show for that psalm alone, because that's the biggest psalm. It's huge. So Monday I'll do 116, 117, 118 with commentary. That's the only way I can leave a full show for Psalm 119. It's going to require that. So I would not worry about what's going on in the world. Yahweh has it well in hand. His grand plan is in play. Regardless of what goes on with men, He's in charge. We worry about things we don't need to worry about. What we need to worry about is spiritually preparing our families and ourselves to deal with what's coming, and to physically gather the items that we will need for very, very, very hard times. They are coming. It is bad now. This is true. I'm not denying that it is bad now. But I wholeheartedly believe, because of what is written in the scripture, that it's going to get one heck of a lot worse. Okay, the descriptions in Revelations are unpleasant, at the very least. So, I advise you to read the book of Revelations. You can see that the water and the air and the land is going to be poisoned with it. It is already. You cannot go down to a stream or a river and safely drink of it. Well, I've run out of time. I'm going to play the Onward Christian Soldiers music and wish you Yahweh's blessings. And I'll talk to you again on Monday, beginning with Psalm 116. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.